Fox Market and Bar opened 2.5 years ago in East Montpelier. It's a place where you can stop and pick up a roast chicken and bottle of wine for home, or meet friends and hang out for hours playing board games in what feels like a big, cozy living room. It's a queer bar and a bar for people who are queer-friendly, and periodically they host speed dating events, which are more like relaxed mixers than anything else. Reporter Erica Heyerman attended a recent event and talked with some of the people there. Here's Wanda Winters.
I've been to a couple of the speed dating events here, and it's nothing like you see on TV. It's really more of an invitation to hang out and be in community, and if you've got a name tag on, indicating that you're open to, you know, talking to strangers and meeting new people. And I like to socialize, and I love Fox Market, and that's why I'm here.
This is Gwyn Woods.
For me specifically, I'm monogamous, and something I've struggled with as a young queer person is finding other people who are monogamous, actually. You know, all power to polyamorous people, but for me, I'm a femme, and I'm femme for butch, and I specifically my type is butch for femme monogamous people. And then of course I have my own personal preferences, like any other human, right? Like I love people who are into nature, someone, you know, who wants to raise goats together one day, you know, which is such a typical lesbian thing, honestly.
You haven't found goat people yet?
Not single monogamous ones.
What do you want? Again, here's Wanda Winters. Is a component of this a desire to meet someone?
Oh, of course. Or someone's. You know, I'm a little older, quite a bit older, and kind of early in my transition. And it's a weird, interesting new adventure. And if I see my friends and have some conversations, that's a big win. If I happen to meet somebody that's kind of interested in going out, then that's even better.
Since you've transitioned, are you lonely or are you less lonely now?
It's very interesting. I've always had a lot of friends. I've always known a lot of people. Sometimes I'm really lonely. I am missing, definitely, you know, romantic and sensual connection in my life. And I would like that.
Have you been in love since you transitioned?
Ooh, you know, a little bit. A little bit.
This is Fox co-owner Liv Dunton. What is the queer community in Central Vermont?
There are queer folks in Central Vermont in these rural places, but it's almost like this veil that you don't get to see until all of a sudden it's lifted, and then you're in, and it's fine, and it's everywhere, and it's happening on big multi-family commune houses with all the queer folks living together, and it's happening in people's, you know, backyards and barn parties, and it's just not as explicit in many ways as it is in more urban settings, and so it can be hard to find it until all of a sudden you're in and you see it, and then it's everywhere.
Again, here's Wanda Winters.
I had a very interesting experience earlier this summer when the Queer Arts Festival was in Plainfield, which is my hometown. And it was down at the Ball Field, which is a place that holds a lot of repressing myself and the heteronormativity.
You mean you played ball there?
Oh, yes, and the 4th of July celebrations, and, you know, I played Little League there, and then basketball.
So there you are at the Ball Field 30 years later.
Surrounded by several hundred queer and queer-friendly people, which I couldn't believe it happened in my lifetime, because I remember the homophobic slurs, and, you know, it kept me in the closet. You know, back then, they would literally try to beat the queer out of you.
What is it like to be, here we are sitting up the road from your ball field in your hometown, you know, and we're like, could throw a rock at your town from here. And what is it like to...
A lot of times it's expressed as queer joy. It's just this giant weight that you don't worry about who you are as much anymore.
This is Fox co-owner Donnie Kane. I mean, this is a pretty rural place. And you say that there are people who come here who are sort of able to lean into themselves for the first time in this place. What is that like?
I mean, it's heartwarming. It's heartbreaking. It's a lot of really strong feelings. We, Liv and I, cry a lot at the register in the interactions we get with people. It's just, we are that safe space to, like, for a lot of people in so many different ways. Whether you're experimenting with gender, or you're trans, or you have a kid that just came out to you, and you don't have anybody to talk to about that. You have a kid that just came out and said they're non-binary, they want to go by they, them pronouns. They don't know who to talk to about it so much. And they come here, and they just start crying at the register, and they just start, like, telling you everything. It's like, that's wonderful. And the person who showed up one night, you know, they had a feminine dress on over a little bit more masculine kind of outer coat, and they were here for 2 hours. Finally, they take their jacket off and they hang it on the hook. And they said, this is the first time I've ever done this. And they sat at the bar for another hour talking to us. And it was just, it's hard. You know, it's great. But there's a lot of responsibility there too. And doing our best to, like, hold that space for people.
I'm Erica Heilman with Vermont Public.